This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The junta that seized power in Niger says they now know that France has been given the authorization by the deposed government to attack in order to free the ousted president Bazoum. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says there is an anti-French movement associated with the coup, as evidenced in anti-French demonstrations over the last few years in Niger.
Also in evidence outside the French embassy on Sunday, as has been the case in previous such protests in Mali and Burkina Faso, Russian flags. They are indicative of Western concerns that West Africa's latest military takeover could open the door for greater Russian influence in the region.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle. France has not confirmed or denied the report that it has been authorized to attack Niger. A drone has reportedly hit a high-rise building in central Moscow Tuesday. The mayor of Moscow says the weapon has damaged the facade on the 17th floor of the building. There are also reports from Ukraine on Tuesday about a Russian strike on Ukraine's second-largest, Kharkiv. Drones hit two floors of a college dormitory there. The building was empty at the time. Myanmar's ruling junta has officially postponed an election promised by August this year. Myanmar has been in chaos since its 2021 coup. The military has pledged to hold elections by August of 2023 after it overthrew the elected government headed by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. U.S. officials urged the Taliban to reverse policies responsible for the deteriorating human rights situation in Afghanistan. The U.S. State Department issued a statement following 2 days of talks with the Taliban. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northwestern Pakistan. At least 45 people are known dead, many more injured. Reuters' Diane Toh says a rally was being held by the Conservative Party, JUIF.
JUIF is a major ally of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's coalition government, which is preparing for national elections later this year. Sharif called the blast an attack on Pakistan's democratic process and vowed to punish those responsible.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been called by his former attorney Michael Cohen to submit to a deposition later this year. NBC News reported on Monday. The lawsuit filed by Trump against Cohen claims his former lawyer violated attorney-client privilege, among other things. Also, one of Trump's main fundraising groups on Monday reported spending more than $21 million on legal expenses so far this year, a sign of the former president's mounting legal problems. The Save America group, which Trump founded in 2020 following his defeat, reported the spending in a Federal Election Commission filing. Another of those cases in the U.S. state of Georgia dealt a blow to Trump's legal defense on Monday when a judge denied a motion by the Trump team to throw the matter out of court. AP's Norman Hall tells us more.
Judge Robert McBurney batted down an attempt by Trump attorneys to keep Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from her investigation into potential illegal meddling in the 2020 election in Georgia. Judge McBurney said Trump lacked the legal grounds to bring the challenge before any indictment has been filed in the case. I'm Norman Hall.
The newest branch of the U.S. military, U.S. Space Command, will stay in the U.S. state of Colorado. AP Sagar Magani tells us more.
The command's been temporarily based in Colorado since being founded 4 years ago. In his administration's final days, President Trump decided it should be based in Huntsville, Alabama. Air Force leadership agrees with the move, but senior U.S. officials say President Biden has decided it will stay in Colorado Springs to avoid disrupting military readiness. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Bolivian President Luis Arce will attend next month's BRICS summit in South Africa. Bolivia's foreign minister said Bolivia wants to strengthen its emerging lithium export industry. The Bolivian president will join senior officials from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa at the geopolitical bloc's August 22nd through 24th annual meeting in Johannesburg. BRICS members China and Russia have recently stepped up investments to develop Bolivia's huge lithium resources, including 3 deals with 2 Chinese firms and Russian firm worth a total of $2.8 billion signed this year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.